Blog Talk Radio.
Because we want to stay alive in Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachamim, instructions of mercies, the Almighty's blessings. You're now tuned into the higher inner frequency of blogtalkradio.com. We call ourselves Soul Class. Today's presentation is Soul Class 522, Meditation Equals Wellsprings for the Human Soul, program presentation number 19. Blessed is our Creator, Baruch Hashem, Shalom, peace, and bracha, blessing upon the human family experience. With Creator's help, we're now broadcasting live from Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA. Unifying Souls, actually, it's October 22nd, 2015, which is, corresponds to the ninth day of Rosh Cheshvan on the lunar calendar, 5,776 years since original man and woman walked, talked, and meditated upon the future of the human family experience. The program content today will focus on extracting inspirations from the elucidations of the tzaddik, righteous soul Rav Hillel Parach concerning Shara Yuchud, the Gate of Unification, written by a direct descendant of Kings David and Solomon, the Mittler Rebbe of Lubavitch. Our call number to listen is 347-888-8669. If you're about to step away from your computer or iPhone or laptop. Meanwhile, may the Eternal bless and protect you and your loved ones peacefully and pleasantly. And the tags for today's program, as we envision what will be the future of our broadcast presentations, with, of course, the blessings of the Most High, Divine Creator, Divine Image, Universal Redemption, Children of Israel and Children of Noah, meditating upon removing hatred and jealousy and unnecessary competition, the Gate of Unification, Shara Yichud, Chassidus Chabad, oral and written Torah of Israelites. And in order for us to continue with today's program, we need to turn down the music from Rabbi Isaac Baton, blessed prayer and soul partner from the famous Frankel Shul, and also the president. Sorry, Rabbi Isaac, we got to get on the shoe. Also of the Beit Mazal Sephardic congregation here in the Crown Heights section of Brooklyn. This coming Shabbos, with the help of the Most High, the prayers will start there to hear real, authentic Jewish, Moroccan, Sephardic liturgy song in the spirit of love of Creator, love of Israel, love of all the nations, love for the creation in this generation. It's a soulful revelation. Beit Mazal is located at 1433 President Street. That's located between Kingston Avenue, Albany Avenue. Again, we're talking about the Crown Heights section of Brooklyn. Before we go into the meat of the program, I feel it's my duty to advertise this event. It's for free. It will be taking place on November 9th. There will be a summit at the UN headquarters here in New York, New York. And it's entitled harnessing cultural and religious ethics to promote the UN post-2015 developmental goals. The UN headquarters faces the Isaiah Wall, where there's inscribed in chapter 2, verse 4, a prophecy heralding the day when no nation will wage war against another nation, and when swords, the instrument of war, will be transformed into plowshares. And those of us of the Torah faith-based community feel that the implementation, the learning, the studying, the dialoguing upon the seven Noahide commandments, the universal core commandments, just as the Ten Commandments are the core commandments for the nation of Israel, the seven universal commandments hold the key to implementing and actualizing all human potential upon this blessed earth, all 7 billion human beings. But in order to access this event, blessed souls, you'll have to send a courtesy email to RSVP yourself if you'll be in New York City that day, again, December 9th, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. You have to RSVP at info@noahide.org. That's info@noahide.org. And the UN is located, if you're not familiar, it's located at 777 United Nations Plaza, again, in Manhattan, New York, New York, and you enter on 41st Street and 1st Avenue. So without further ado, let's go right into today's presentation regarding elucidations from Rav Hillel Parch, some plucking inspirations based on the teachings of Shari Yuchud of the Mittler Rebbe, direct descendant of Kings David and Solomon. Blessed souls, when you consider, if you choose to, the Torah concept as it relates to illumination, that we understand that there are three general sources of physical illumination: the sun and the moon and the galaxy of stars that are below and above and the same latitude level of the sun and the moon, which illuminate via straight-out projection and divinely intended reflection. In addition to the sun and the moon and the stars, we have all observed, which are so distant from us, and of course the sun and the moon have their own unique distance, and the stars above and below and on the same latitude of them have their own unique distance. So many heavenly bodies, a myriad of heavenly bodies, which beam out their light upon us. And these physical luminaries, sources of illumination, have inspired the hearts of human beings since we arose from our humble beginnings. Our humble beginnings began as mere earth or dust from which we're hewn, and then infused with a blessed human soul, embedded within our particularized blessed human souls, a very, very divine image, as instructed us, taught us, in the eternal Torah. And if you want to learn more about that, one place to go is to go to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 27, what is written about every human being, man and woman, woman and man. So too, if we look at from the perspective of a microcosmic source of illumination within our own blessed human bodies, which shine out and down within our blessed right, left, and back brain cognitive blessed experiences. However, within our microcosmic sources of illumination, within our cognitive experiences, unlike the allegorical usage of the sun, moon, and stars, which either project or reflect illumination in, down and throughout creation, downwardly, upwardly, horizontally, from their vantage point into this blessed creation. Yet, unless someone has either physically observed some sort of communication between these three forms of heavenly bodies above us, the sun, the moon, and the stars, they appear from human observation and human reasoning, svara, that they function independently of each other, while paradoxically are part of a elevated, grandiose, heavenly hierarchy as decreed by the infinite wisdom emanating out of an infinite, eternal creator. On the other hand, according to the divine plan, our own microcosmic sources of illumination within ourselves, as we as human beings, are described tersely as seichel, intellect, human intellect, which can be divided into three broader categories. We're talking about three broader categories directly configured to the general, more terse, dense term of seichel, intellect, or seichel anushi, human intellect. These three broader categories are namely chokhma, wisdom, bina, understanding, and das, which can be tersely defined as knowledge or sensitivity. However, within our own three microcosmic sources of illumination within ourselves and towards other members of the human family experience, there's a difference in the allegorical sources of illumination, blessed souls, because our chokhmah, bina, and das, our wisdom and our understanding and our knowledge slash sensitivity, not only project outwardly, they actually extract out from each other. There's a symbiotic, synergistic, hashkacha pratis, divine providence form of interaction in order for we as human beings to obtain a clearer, more refined consciousness regarding any Torah concept we are becoming aware of or have been made aware of, you know, trying to immerse our potentialities into this Torah concept to get a better grasp of it, to ultimately realize whatever Torah concept we're learning about from the written and oral Torah traditions of Israel, these are matters of godliness, Elokus, divinity. Rav Hillel of Baruch wants us to know that the beginning of the human cognitive experience is an outcome of a quality of illumination from the power or slash potential of previously attained human knowledge and or human sensitivity, which is described as above, as mentioned before, the human cognitive experience of Das, which connects as well and feeds off and is empowered by our human cognitive experience of Chokhmah, wisdom, and our human cognitive experience of Bina, understanding. Now, when we look at the intellect and the three general components of intellect as being an empowering catalyst for upgrading or generating an uptick, as the term is used today, in our consciousness, cognitively driven, what drives that engine, so to speak, of Chokhmah, Bina, Das, wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, has within it an omek, a depth of one's knowledge, a depth of one's sensitivity, which is expressed or brought into fruition via the human experience of bitul, which can be tersely defined as a human being self-nullifying themselves or engaging in self-abnegation, which is tantamount to basically emptying out of one's previously attained knowledge and sensitivity in order to allow the essence and being of one's blessed human soul to connect with the essence and being of any Torah subject being studied, meditated upon, accessing inner understanding of it, and continuing to analyze the omek, the rochav, the orech, the depth, the width or breadth, or the length of the Torah muskal under consideration, the Torah subject matter. And via the above-mentioned experience, there is an outcome of a quality of connection, hiskashrus, is established to further perceive the three-dimensional aspect of any Torah subject, opening the cognitive door of opportunity to affect one's kochamaskil, superconsciousness. with the cognitive outcome of qualitative revelation of cognitively saturated light, or shel seichel, which will illuminate the power / potential of blessed wisdom, chokhmah, which contains within itself its own unique omek, orach v'rochav, depth, length, and width or breadth. And when that occurs, there is an outcome of a connection to a human cognitive comprehension experience, lahasig et hamushkal, to comprehend the Torah concept at hand, with osios ahesba, with letters of elucidation, explanation. At which point, an illumination from the power / potential of human being understanding is equipped with its own unique omek, its own unique depth, rochav, width or breadth, and orech, length, with a positive outcome potential of generating a supercharging of human emotions to move these elevated human emotions to effectuate an elevation within the blessed human heart, or the blessed human living heart experience. This elevation of the blessed human heart stems from the soulfully pleasant quality of the Torah concept now connected to any human being, man or woman, young person, middle-aged person, or a person blessed to live into admirably elderly years, who has been blessed to engage in meditation, inner understanding, and analytical Torah study. In the Hebrew it says bonanos, meditation, panimius bina, inner understanding, and iyun, analytical Torah study, concerning any Torah subject, which is really a subject of discussion relating to true eternal matter, true eternal substance, and true eternal significance. So today's presentation, Blessed Souls, has now been concluded. It's a rather short presentation, but this is what I was able to generate from my time this week. Unfortunately, I didn't have more time to devote to extending today's program, but I feel that the information shared is quite terse, quite powerful. And if you were to meditate upon this, and then hopefully with the blessings of the Most High, hopefully, as we already started earlier this week, to make 2-minute presentations of this whole radio program series. So now we just finished the 19th program presentation, each one ranging from about 15 to 30, something 30 plus minutes. And if we break it down into 2-minute bite size, perhaps for many more digestible presentations of it on YouTube videos, which hopefully then will be shared with the Torah Meditation Club, which I formed within the last couple of years on Facebook, that more and more people want to engage in this process of thinking more deeply into Creator, thinking more deeply into purpose of life, thinking more deeply into our relationships with others, thinking more about, on a more deep and profound level, our relationship to this earth which we've been given as human beings, going back to original man and woman, how to steward it properly. And again, part of that is human beings coming together from different backgrounds, as again I will mention this golden opportunity for any one of you who will be in New York City on November 9th at the summit at the UN headquarters, United for Peace, between 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. at 777 United Nations Plaza, New York, New York, where you would enter on 41st Street and 1st Avenue, where the discussion will center around various individuals coming from various cultures, faiths, religion, you might want to call it as well. And every one of us will have an opportunity on either an individual basis, and fortunate the portion of those will be able to share their insights on a platform speaking before others, but even on an interpersonal level, you are cordially invited to share your insight and wisdom with these type of individuals, for we all can pray or talk about, meditate upon, to have a more peaceful and civilized world in which there is true economic justice and righteousness prevails, and this can occur in our generation, blessed souls. And the goal of this summit is to develop a coalition of religious and cultural leaders, faith-based leaders, to work with the UN to implement the development goals towards a culture of peace and prosperity all around this blessed planet. But in order for you to attend, again, you must RSVP by going to info@noahide.org. That's info@noahide.org. That being said, as usual, we will conclude with our segue ending music by Brother David Dome, will help us get back to home. Help us realize that we should internalize. Our Tzelem Elohim is no dream. Our divine image will help us get on scrimmage in the experience of life, within our own lives and with the lives of those who we love, and our family members and our community members, and those outside our community which are still part of the human family experience, which we are a part of as well. And just remember, blessed souls, the time is ripe as ever for you to do good. Because the nature of the good to do good, and the Creator is the source of all good. He is that good whose nature is to do good, because He gave us this blessed experience called life. So that being said, we are concluding now with the utmost prayers and humble blessings that we shall all accomplish this in a way of Ahava Chad, one love, Gor Lachad, one destiny, Kolano, for all of us. Bardarchi Noam, in a pleasant way, Darchi Shalom, in a peaceful way, Bahamshich. As the Hashem is break, to be continued with the blessings of the Most High. And here we go. The Friend You'll Never Find by David Dome. Take care, everyone.
best friend you'll ever.